T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup.
The coronavirus caseload soars in China.
The main reason for this big jump is that they've changed the definition, if you like, of those who are in that definitely infected category.
Some passengers on a cruise ship quarantined in Japan will be allowed to leave for government housing as they wait things out.
The Fed's blocking of New York on travel programs is subject of an Oval Office meeting for the president and Governor Cuomo today.
They want the access to the undocumented so they can give it to ICE.
Lawsuit to keep transgender runners out of the girls' events.
Forcing female athletes to compete against males is not fair.
I'm Sean Adams in Danbury.
The Nets snapped the Raptors' 15-game winning streak, and Astros players will address the sign-stealing scandal today. This is Brad Heller.
We'll dip into the news radio archives for this date's milestones. It's all coming up.
This is the WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup. A deeper dive on the stories you need to start your day with fewer commercials. Delivered to your phone and computer for on-demand listening.
Morning, it's Thursday, February 13th. I'm Wayne Cabot.
And I'm Paul Murnane. We begin with some new numbers in this morning from China.
And they are stunning about coronavirus, with more than 15,000 new cases being reported, largely because of changes in reporting criteria. Chest infections and other symptoms of the disease now are being used to confirm coronavirus, along with lab tests that have been used ever since the outbreak began. The Communist Party leader in Hubei province is out, as the Chinese leadership tightens its grip. Nick Beek with the BBC is in Hong Kong.
People have told the BBC, haven't they, over the past few weeks, that some of their loved ones have died without having been able to get a hospital bed. And the reason for that, apparently, was that there was no official confirmation that they had the coronavirus. So I think this means we have to look again at the extent of this. We have to look again at the mortality rate that's being bandied about. And of course, it raises the possibility that many more people have died with the coronavirus, but they simply will not be included in the final figures.
More than 200 passengers on board a cruise ship in Japan have been diagnosed, but health officials are allowing some to leave for government housing until their quarantine ends on the 19th.
And now to Connecticut, where transgender participation in school sports is going to be decided in the courts. Sean Adams is in Danbury. That's the hometown of one of the three female high school runners who are suing over this. Sean, what's this lawsuit all about?
Well, Paul, this is a delicate matter. It's a case in which both sides seek fairness. Both sides feel they're being discriminated against. Two of the top track stars in Connecticut right now, on the high school level, they were born boys, but they identify as girls. They are transgender. The families of three female high school runners say that's not fair. Their daughters are competing against athletes that anatomically are male. Because of this, the female runners say they're deprived of titles and scholarship opportunities. They're suing in federal court, claiming the Connecticut policy violates Title IX, which is supposed to create equal opportunities for women.
And Sean, the two transgender sprinters named in the suit, they're speaking out too.
They are. The two transgender runners are standing their ground. They say they have faced discrimination for a long time. They are not going to remain silent. They say they are girls. They believe they have the right to compete based upon their gender identity. Connecticut's Interscholastic Athletic Conference backs them up. The ACLU is representing these transgender track stars and says that Title IX protects their rights, too.
Sean Adams on that story this morning. Danbury, Connecticut. Thanks.
President Trump and Governor Cuomo meet today, 3 o'clock in the Oval Office. They'll talk about the federal block on New York participation in the Trusted Traveler programs, which allow travelers to skip long airport lines. The Department of Homeland Security wants access to New York motor vehicle records, which are off limits under the state's new green light law, offering licenses to the undocumented. The governor charges that the White House has rejected a proposal that would have opened those records of New Yorkers seeking TTP access. He says Washington is trying to make political noise about immigration.
You're knocking on the door saying, I'll burn down the house if you don't give me entry. I'll give you entry
for the TTP enrollees on a case-by-case basis. Don't burn down the house.
DHS says they've used motor vehicle records to arrest drug dealers and human traffickers. The governor says New York allows FBI access to state law enforcement records for background checks.
Well, we're seeing the end of the Harvey Weinstein case on the horizon. That's coming up. First, though, it's Need to Know Weather this morning. Our meteorologist Craig Allen is here.
You are going to be driving, walking, waiting for a bus or train in the rain for this morning and into the afternoon hours, too. This evening, it should be somewhat drier, but if you're going to be out late tonight, it's going to be much, much colder. And that's coming along for a couple of days. All that coming up.
Market futures are indicating a lower opening this morning. Joe Connolly's here with this morning's big money story. Joe?
When a year after Amazon said it would not build in Long Island City, Long Island City has become one of the most expensive neighborhoods in the entire city after all the attention on proximity to Manhattan and city views. And a year after many said opposition to Amazon would scare off other companies, the city's tech firms are growing faster than ever, and Amazon itself keeps expanding in New York, too, because they all need New York's employees.
Joe Connolly. Closing argument starting today in the Harvey Weinstein case. The defense goes first, followed by the prosecution. That'll be tomorrow. The jury is expected to start deliberations Tuesday. Weinstein's attorneys did not call their client for testimony. They've sought to undermine testimony from his accusers. Many of the women have remained in contact with the man they say raped or attacked them. Six accusers have come forward with their stories to bolster the prosecution argument that Weinstein has a long and terrible history with women. Weinstein says any sex with his accusers was consensual. He's facing rape and sexual assault charges.
Career prosecutors contacted by the New York Times are adding their voices to the growing concern about the Roger Stone case. A dozen of them say they are concerned about presidential meddling. The Justice Department has done a 180 on a recommendation of up to 9 years for Stone, former Trump confidant who was convicted of charges of witness tampering and obstruction. Law professor Peter Hennig says the Stone situation is troubling.
What we have seen from the Department of Justice is a real lack of independence. Typically, the Justice Department is not influenced by the president, but in this particular instance, you can see that the Department of Justice has been influenced by President Trump's tweet and his statement that a 7 to 9 year sentence was just too harsh for one of his cronies.
President Trump called DOJ recommendations on the Stone sentencing horrible and unfair and has praised the Attorney General William Barr for intervening. The Justice Department says the decision to back away from the steep Stone sentence was made before the president's tweets.
We're hearing from the former ambassador to Ukraine, who has come forward to accept her award. That's coming up after Craig's full forecast.
This is the WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup. More of the news you need to know to start your day and keep you ahead of the curve.
Now the WCBS weather forecast in the morning news roundup. Here's Chief Meteorologist Craig Allen.
Oh, so similar to what we had Tuesday. It's raining through the morning, and it varies in intensity. Every once in a while, it may taper down to just drizzle and fog, and then it starts getting a little bit heavier again. And radar will back that up at least into the afternoon. Towards the end of the day and towards this evening's commute, and heading on home, it should start drying out. Today's high will bump up to around 50 for a little while, and then drop back sharply tonight, 25 to 30. Wind chills will be in the teens by tomorrow morning. Friday, mostly sunny. It stays right around freezing. Saturday, sunny, still cold, right around freezing. And then it starts warming up again as of Sunday. But once again right now, 38 degrees. It's up a degree, 38, with rain continuing to fall, northerly breezes, and today's high later today will climb to near 50.
It's the WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup.
And the former U.S. ambassador to Ukraine has accepted an award for excellence in diplomacy. Maria Ivanovich, fired from her post, told the crowd at Georgetown University it is time for change.
It's not news. The State Department is being hollowed out from within at a competitive and complex time on the world stage. This is no time to undercut our diplomats. With so many challenges, we need to double down on our diplomacy.
Ivanovich told the college crowd to consider diplomatic careers, but be brave. She says that the U.S. needs diplomats who are, quote, ready and capable.
Got a text yesterday from someone who is very dear to me, trying to leave Penn Station in New York last night, and said all the trains were delayed. She said all but one. And then she said, whoops, nope, that one's delayed now too. Another Penn Station ordeal last night at NJ Transit commuters waiting there in that packed waiting area. Once again, Amtrak is catching the blame.
You don't want to go to Penn Station if you can avoid it.
NJT reported half-hour delays last night, but one commuter told CBS2 he waited for 2.5 hours. The problem's been fixed, this power problem, and we're watching the morning commute now.
Our fingers are crossed. Right now, it's time for sports here on WCBS, and Brad Heller is here with a nice win, Brad, for the Nets last night, huh?
Yeah, Paul, a little revenge because the Nets lost by one in Toronto on Saturday. Last night, they snapped the Raptors' franchise record 15-game winning streak, the final at Barclays Center, 101-91. The defending champs were averaging 121 points during this win streak, but the defense did the job last night. Spencer Dinwiddie was one of five players in double figures with 17 points.
Yeah, I mean, we have a lot of confidence in general. It's not the Raptors specifically, but we do understand that they could be a playoff matchup in the future. So, you know, we have to have our attention to detail at the highest level.
The Nets head into the All-Star break at 25-28. The Knicks head into the break at 17-38. They lost to the Wizards at the Garden, 114-96.
Well, we expect to hear, Brad, from the Astros more about the sign-stealing mess. Tell us about that.
Yeah, Wayne, finally today, Astros players are supposed to speak down at spring training about the sign-stealing scandal. We've heard from former players. We've heard from former manager A.J. Hinch, but not the current players. Hinch actually spoke to Sports Illustrated. He clarified comments he made in an MLB Network interview when he was asked by Tom Verducci about any kind of electronic buzzer. Originally in the interview with MLB Network, he said he deferred to the MLB investigation, but yesterday he tried to clarify that because he was getting a lot of people were coming out and wondering if that was some kind of denial. But Hinch yesterday said, in talking to Sports Illustrated, that he wasn't aware of any buzzers, of course referring to the allegations that Jose Altuve had one under his jersey for that walk-off home run against the Yankees last year in the ALCS.
Looking for buzzers. Thank you, Brad.
You're never more than 15 minutes from the big stories on WCBS.
Morning, I'm Wayne Cabot.
And I'm Paul Bernane. Three things to know on a Thursday morning.
Three female high school runners are suing to block transgender athlete participation in school sports in Connecticut. They say two transgender sprinters have won 15 championship races since 2017. The sprinters say they are girls and they won't back down.
Number two, the House votes today to remove the 1982 deadline for ratification of the Equal Rights Amendment. Virginia last month became the 38th state to ratify the ERA, crossing a line that was set by Congress back in 1972. Opponents believe it will ease access to abortion, and that is dooming the bill's future in the Senate.
And a third thing, we'll look ahead today to see what happens when Governor Cuomo and President Trump have an Oval Office meeting, I meant to say. Could be awful, who knows? It'll be at 3 o'clock in the Oval Office. They'll talk about the feds blocking New York from taking part in the Trusted Traveler, or TTP, programs.
Right now on WCBS, our news archives is going to dip into all that sound. 88 seconds in history and sound. February 13th.
It is a massive scandal for New York politics.
2008.
Governor Eliot Spitzer linked to a prostitution ring.
CBS News has confirmed that it was Spitzer who was caught on federal.
This was the date the governor, client number nine, paid a call girl $4,300. He would resign a month later. 2005.
Here we go.
Eight Grammys go to Ray Charles for his final album, released 2 months after his death. Album of the year and record of the year for Here We Go Again with Norah Jones. In what seemed radical to so many in 2004,
how can you argue separate is not equal and then argue that separate is equal, but only if you're gay?
San Francisco Mayor Gavin Newsom issued licenses for same-sex marriage.
I really do believe that this honor, which is a great
2002, Britain's Queen Elizabeth gives honorary knighthood to Rudolph Giuliani for seeing New York through 9/11.
If I go back to Brooklyn and tell them I've been knighted and ever ask them to refer to me as sir, what's this sir stuff? What are you, some kind of big shot?
1935.
And battalions of photographers, all awaiting the arrival of the leading player in the Hauptmann trial drama at Flemington.
A jury finds Bruno Hauptmann guilty of the kidnapping and murder of the Lindbergh baby.
Given in the most notorious murder trial of modern times.
Yeah, it was kind of sad. I was just yesterday across from the Union Hotel there at the courthouse in Flemington.
Yeah.
Where all the reporters would hang off of
the second story porches with their cameras and their little movie cameras. And it was such a scene. And now that hotel is in such disarray. It's boarded
up. Really?
It has been neglected for years. They can't find someone to take it over, and it's just rotting there on Main Street in Flemington.
Be interesting, though, to stand there with a photograph and look at it then and now, right?
It's our WCBS Morning News Roundup podcast. Search for it wherever you get your podcasts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.